it's me, Robbie V, and I'm back. Hola, yo soy Robbie V, y aquí estoy otra vez. We're back for another episode of the Let's Speak English audio experience. Wow, we, God, I love this show. And I'm back with my main man, Philip Hatfield. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Robbie? Doing good, man. Happy to be here. It's Friday. I'm feeling good.
TGI Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's a summer vibe and we're loving life. Now, Phil, how has your week been, my brother?
It's been good, man. Very busy. Getting ready for the summer. Everyone's feeling their holiday vibes, trying to get their vacation scheduled, but also finishing up work, finishing up their courses.
Sorry to interrupt you. I like that phrasal verb, to finish up. A ver, es que inventamos phrasal verbs cuando realmente no hace falta. Por ejemplo, I could just say to finish. ¿Por qué tengo que añadir up al final? To finish up. Pero bueno, el inglés es así. So you're just finishing up the year, the academic year, right?
Exactly. They're just finishing up. And yeah, just getting stuff organized for the summer. And then also some students who are very motivated already are starting to organize their September courses. Yeah. So just really busy.
Cool, man. Yeah, we're the same. We'll start organizing September already. It's so important to be prepared. As my friend likes to say, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And that's a nice little expression. That's what he says.
I love that.
Have you ever heard it?
Can you do it again, Robbie? Do it one more time, please.
Yeah, so my friend says, he says, hey, fail to prepare, then prepare to fail, motherfucker. So that's what he says, and I like it.
Oh, I love that.
Had you never heard that before, Phil?
No, I haven't.
Well, there we go. You got another little expression for your vocab, brother.
I do.
So, yeah, we're the same, getting prepared for September. And this is interesting. Curso académico. I wouldn't say like course in English. Course would be like, claro, un curso, pero un curso académico. O sea, de septiembre a junio, aquí en España. I would say academic year. I would say year rather than course. Like the year starts in September. Like, is it the same with you, Phil, in the States?
Yeah, we'd say the same. Academic year, the academic calendar. Mm. Yeah.
But not course. It's like a bit like Spanglish.
Yeah, course year, that's definitely not. Yeah.
Yeah.
School year, we also say as
school
well.
School year, yeah, that's really common, yeah.
School year, but yeah. Course year?
Nah.
No, that's Spanglish.
For sure. So, cool, man. We're doing the same. And, yeah, looking forward to preparing things over the summer, and we're already looking forward to September, and September's the big month for English language training companies or academies. Es que cuando montamos la empresa en 2012, yo siempre decía, es que somos una empresa de formación en inglés, y todos decían academia. Yo, es que no somos una academia, es que somos una empresa de formación en inglés. Pero al final, es que somos una academia, da igual, ¿sabes? Pero mi mujer siempre decía, Robbie, es que no hace falta inventar cosas así. Una empresa de formación. Es que es una academia, chaval. So if you're in the academy game, si tienes una academia, si trabajas en una academia, o en una empresa de formación en inglés, septiembre es un mes muy potente, muy heavy, con mucho movimiento. Wow. So, Phil, today I've got three interesting topics. Tres temitas, three interesting topics for today. Two are related to football. So I'm really sorry if you don't like football, but we love football. And that's what we want to talk about. And it's the European Championships and la Selección Española. Wow, cómo me gusta eso. Selección. En inglés yo no diría eso. Yo diría international team or national team, probably. The Spanish national team. Selección, selection. You wouldn't say that, right, Phil?
No, say the national team. Mm. Exactly. NBA was the dream team. Wow. But yeah, it's the national team.
Exactly, yeah. And so at the moment, we've got the European Championships. A lot of national teams from Europe playing in this tournament, this competition, este torneo, this tournament. And it's interesting watching football every day. Have you watched many matches, Phil, ¿has visto algún partido?
Sí, he visto algunos, sí. He visto, ¿cuál vi? El de Francia-Alemania.
Interesante, Pogba.
Pogba, hostia.
A pass. Uf. Vaya pase, ¿eh?
Sí, sí, sí. Mm. Porque, claro, tengo hecho una porra.
Ah, sí, ¿eh?
Sweep, what do you call those?
Sweepstakes.
So, yeah, that was one of the big matches, France and Germany, two powerful teams. Mm. You got my boy Benzema, you got my boy Kroos. Mm. So I had to watch it.
A lot of Madridistas in that match, and it's an interesting one with Benzema, because for a reason that didn't really have anything to do with football, como me gusta ese vocabulario, to not have something to do, or to have something to do with something, tener algo que ver. Entonces, por algo que no tenía nada que ver con el fútbol, because of something that had nothing to do with football, Benzema he wasn't playing for the national team for a long time, right?
Yeah, man, it's a shame, because they needed him in a way. I guess they didn't, because they won some titles, but at the same time, he's a great player. He can do a lot for any team. So, pumped to see him back on the national team.
Me too. And, ¿cómo me gusta ese vocabulario? Pumped. ¿Cómo dirías eso como en español? Pumped. To be pumped. I'm pumped to see him in the national team. Pumped.
Yeah. Pumped. Excited.
That's right. You know?
Con ganas de verle jugar. Sí. ¿Cómo reacciona? Because also he's been put in doubt at Real Madrid of his skills, and a lo mejor no es un máximo goleador, pero que sí aporta mucho en otros lados. Entonces,
siempre.
So yeah.
Mm. Cool. So that was a good match, France and the German national team. I watched a good match with the Netherlands, I think, against who was it? Was it the Ukraine, maybe? Maybe that one was a good one. I think that ended 3-2. Yeah, a couple of good matches. And there's a big match tonight. England against Scotland. Wow. Inglaterra contra Escocia. Esta noche se va a beber mucha cerveza en el Reino Unido. Y espero que no haya muchas peleas en los pubs. Because there's a big rivalry. Rivalidad es la palabra en español, ¿verdad? It's not rivality, it's rivalry. Joder, me parece interesante. Rivalry. So there's a big rivalry between Scotland and England, so that'll be a big match tonight. But something that I found interesting the other day was in una rueda de prensa de la selección portuguesa, the Portuguese national team. How do you say rueda de prensa, Phil?
Press conference.
There we go. In the press conference that the Portuguese team gave the other day, Cristiano Ronaldo, el bicho, he did something that made the headlines. It made the news. And did you see that, Phil, what he did in the press conference?
I did. I thought it was funny. It was more what his comment after what he did. I liked it the most.
So what happened? So basically, he was sitting at the table, and there were two bottles or a few bottles of Coca-Cola, who are the sponsors, or one of the sponsors, patrocinadores, sponsors of the European Football Championships, Coca-Cola, los guiris, decimos Coca-Cola or Coke, pero cuidadín, porque un día en clase, una alumna me dijo, a mí me gusta mucho, I really like cock. And I was like, pardon? She said, I like cock. And I was like, me lo puedo imaginar, pero igual no es una buena idea, decirlo por ahí. And she didn't understand, because cock es una manera bastante fuerte de decir pene, o sea, pito, pero es más... Es más fuerte. Si tú dices cock, es que no es una manera muy educada. Entonces, Coca-Cola, más corto, Coke. Oh, Coke, but not cock. because yeah, that means something different. And if you tell people that you like cock, then I imagine that they will think it's funny. And also they would probably think it's cool as well. But Phil, I mean, have you ever heard anyone make that mistake?
Oh, I haven't. I haven't.
True story. I'm really Can you imagine it?
I'm laughing. I can imagine. I'm so glad it never happened to me, because it would be kind of uncomfortable and funny at the same way, you know?
Yeah, una situación incómoda. Pero a mí me va este rollo. Yo soy un cachondo de la hostia, así que a mí me siento cómodo en ese tipo de situación. Pero sí, para la chica era más incómodo para la alumna cuando le dije lo que realmente significaba. Cock. So yeah, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola or Coke, not cock. Bien. So So Cristiano Ronaldo was sitting at the table for the press conference, and there were like a few bottles of Coke in front of him, and his face of anger, una cara de enfado. And what did he do? Did he throw them? What did he do, Phil?
I think he just removed them. But it was his face, his facial expression. He just kind of moved them, and then he picked it up and he said, "Coca-Cola, no, agua, sí."
Yeah, you know, yeah. And I really respect that, because obviously Coca-Cola has no nutritional value. No es una bebida sana, mucho azúcar, y jolín, si estamos hablando de deporte y ser deportista, y si estamos hablando de salud, y el deporte y la salud es que van juntos. Coca-Cola es que no pega muy bien ahí, es que entonces yo lo entiendo, me parece genial. Entonces, como que quitó las botellas y dijo, cogió una botella de agua y dijo, ¡agua! Todo enfadado y tal.
It's his facial expression, yeah, which was great, you know, just the sarcasm.
Yeah.
And of course, the person he is. Pero yo lo vi eso antes de Cristiano. Recently, the boxer, Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
See? That he had an exhibition fight with a YouTuber.
What is it? Is it Logan Paul or something like that?
Yeah. And after the fight and the press conference, Floyd came up to the table. But, of course, Floyd Mayweather, he's all about, like what you said, the money.
Yeah, Floyd Money Mayweather. I love that. Money May. I love that.
So, claro, cuando llegó a sentarse, vio unas botellas. And, of course, it was an exhibition fight, so there's really no sponsor.
Yeah.
Querían publicitar su botella, and Floyd Mayweather sat down, and he said, have they paid?
Claro.
Han pagado. Y la mujer se quedó cortada, porque no sabía qué decir. Y luego alguien vino, no han pagado, y los quitó.
Pues me parece muy bien, hay que pagar. Sí. Es que la publicidad es cara. Y especialmente con Money Mayweather.
Sí.
Qué jeta, ¿no? Qué cara. Wow.
Sí, sí. And someone else did it as well after Ronaldo, didn't he?
Pogba with a bottle of Heineken, a bottle of beer. I think Pogba is a Muslim. And Muslims in general, I don't know. I don't know too much about that religion, but I don't think they drink alcohol, or they don't like alcohol, or it doesn't go like with their religion. So I believe that he removed, like, Pogba's Muslim. He doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't like alcohol. He doesn't want to be associated with alcohol. Y cuando pronuncias esa palabra alcohol, hay que meter una H ahí. En español, alcohol. No, but in English, tiene una H, alcohol. Yeah, he doesn't want to be associated with alcohol. So, yeah, he did the same. He took the bottle off the table.
Yeah. So you think they have a right to do that, these players?
I'm not sure if they have a right, because if there are contractual obligations, si hay contratos, si es, sabes, I mean, I imagine that Coca-Cola paid to put their bottles there. So I'm not so sure. If legally, I'm not sure. So I'm not so sure if they have the right to do that, but I think it's super cool that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, how do you say in a nice way in English? A mí me da igual in English.
A nice way.
Yeah, nice way.
I don't care.
And then maybe a not so nice way could be, I don't give a shit. Or si quieres ser más heavy aún, you could say, I don't give a fuck. So yeah, pero no muy formal. Pero bueno, en el día a día se usa mucho. A mí me da igual, me importa una mierda. I don't give a shit. Or I don't give a fuck. And I don't think that Ronaldo gives a fuck. Like, I literally don't think he gives a fuck. Nah. Pogba tampoco. So, Imani Mayweather, definitely not.
No.
So, yeah, I think that's cool. But the interesting thing was, is that apparently in the news in the following days, it was reported that Coca-Cola lost like 4 billion, o sea, 4 mil millones de dólares, $4 billion of value. So what my understanding is, ¿cómo es en español? Como la bolsa, like the stock exchange market. Do they say la bolsa en español?
La bolsa, sí, sí. Creo que sí, sí.
Con las acciones y tal, ¿no? The stock exchange market, the stock market and all that stuff. I'm not really involved in all that sort of stuff, but I think that Coca-Cola lost $4 billion of value on the stock market just because Ronaldo did that. So it's super interesting to see like the influence of someone like Cristiano Ronaldo. I think he's the person with the most followers on Instagram. I think that's true that he's got the most followers on Instagram, and we're just going to check him out right now and see actually how many followers he has on Instagram. Cristiano, like 300 million followers. Wow. On Instagram. Like I think I'm cool because I've got 160,000, and then you look at 300 million, you're like, I mean, the influence there is crazy, you know? So I think that's super cool to see like how someone can have that much power and influence. Well, not necessarily power, but like influence on people, you know?
That's true, man. That's crazy. That moves a lot of money.
Yeah.
It just shows, why these football players make so much money.
Yeah, for sure. They have such a big influence and the sport generates a lot of money. So si el deporte genera un montón de dinero, pues ellos también deberían cobrar. Porque no son los únicos que cobran. Los agentes que tampoco juegan, tampoco tienen mucho talento, ellos también se forran. So yo creo que todos se forran en el mundillo, en el mundo del fútbol. Así que los jugadores también que son los protagonistas también deberían forrarse. And here's a nice one. Estar forrado. How would you say that in English, Phil?
Estar forrado. Let's say filthy rich, maybe. Very filthy nice. Rich. Or I would also say he's loaded.
I say that a lot. Loaded. Oh, he's loaded. Yeah, so nice vocabulary. So yeah, I think Ronaldo's loaded. So I don't really think he minds too much if... Coca-Cola are angry with him. And you've got to stand up for your principles, you know. Si tienes, if you've got principles as a person and beliefs, then, yeah. Me alegro un montón por él. Me parece genial. Muy bien. So, but what about you, Phil? Like, what's your take on, like, drinks like that with a lot of sugar, like Coca-Cola and all those sort of things? What do you think about those types of drinks?
Definitely not for kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my boys, I mean, I don't think they'll drink it until they're like teenagers, the same that it was in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I use them for mixers.
Oh, for a couple of drinks. Yeah. Like un ron con Coca-Cola.
Ron con Coca-Cola. A ver. Claro. But I mean, it's not something I drink daily. Maybe if I go, when I go to the movies, I have to have my Coke and popcorn.
Okay.
You know? No tengo nada contra ellos, pero a la misma vez no es algo que bebo todos los días.
Claro. Everything in moderation, you know, balanced approach to life in general, and definitely diet. But yeah, everything in moderation, I think. So yeah, that was a cool thing that happened the other day. And ya que estamos hablando del fútbol, yesterday was an emotional day. Oh my God. Oh. Yes, es que ayer me emocioné. Lloré un poco. I cried a little bit. I got a little bit emotional when I was watching another football press conference. And what press conference do you think I was watching when I cried, Phil?
A ver, tío. El del capitán.
Oh, my God. Sergio Ramos. Oh, my God. He's no longer... his ya no, no longer. O también se puede decir not anymore. But listen to this one. He is no longer a Real Madrid player. Ya no es jugador del Real Madrid. Or he isn't a Real Madrid player anymore. So la estructura cambia un poco, pero al final es lo mismo. He is no longer a Real Madrid player, or he doesn't play, or what did I say? Or he isn't a Real Madrid player anymore. So yeah, very emotional. Did you watch that press conference, Phil?
I didn't. And honestly, I didn't shed a tear, bro.
Didn't you?
Nah.
Why not? I mean, he's a legend. How many?
He's a legend. He's a legend. But I don't like players who try to wait to the last minute to negotiate their contracts.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he waited to the last minute. And then finally, this is what I believe what happened from what I've read, is that he waited to the last minute because he wanted to improve his contract. He thought he had a stronger hand in the negotiation. And he waited, procrastinated, didn't confirm. And then when he finally confirmed, Real Madrid said the offer's been...
Se ha caducado, chaval. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? He was there from 2005. Llevaba ahí desde el 2005. Y le,
offer's been expired.
Are you kidding me? So we've got that one. To expire, caducarse. To expire. Y fecha de caducidad. Expiry date. So the offer had an expiry date.
I mean, that's what you do when you send a proposal. You send someone an offer.
Yeah.
In the bottom.
Yeah. Tiene una validez de 30 días o algo así. Yeah.
There's an expiration date. And
yo lo pongo, so Luis, cuando yo envío un presupuesto o cuando mi empresa, porque yo no lo hago, es que yo soy de la parte más creativa. Pero la jefa, Laura la jefa, shout out to Laura la jefa, big respect, thank you so much for building our business. I know I'm a very creative young man, but without you we are nothing, Laura. Sin ti estaríamos jodidos, Laura, así que muchas gracias por todo. So Laura, wow. So when Laura sends a propuesta, a proposal, I think it says like tiene una como fecha caducidad o algo así. So, entonces, vale, entonces te entiendo. Yeah. Every offer does have an expiry date.
Yeah, you can't just pick and choose when you want it. And so at the same time, of course, he's a legend. He's done a lot. But at the same, it's sometimes everything good must come to an end at some stage. And I feel like it's time to build Real Madrid up from the start again. And the young guys have proved themselves. Milato, the Brazilian guy, has been playing great. Gives us an opportunity to keep your boy Varane.
Yeah, oh, I want him to go to Manchester United. That would be nice.
That could change now. Yeah. So
it's not going to happen. Se va a quedar en el Madrid, fijo.
Claro que sí.
Es que cuando le viste tú en persona, es que él estaba pensando, joder, ir al Manchester, joder, pero ese Phil que le conocí cuando yo no era nadie, joder, ¿qué diría el Phil? Es que me tengo que quedar en el Madrid por el Phil. So that's interesting. So you've got nice vocabulary there. You said, correct me if I'm wrong, but you said, I didn't shed a tear. Is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice way, Phil, to say llorar, to shed a tear? Una lágrima is a tear, so to shed. Es como dejar, como gotear, to shed a tear. You didn't shed a tear.
That's right.
Well, you cold-hearted.
Sounds a bit more manly, doesn't it?
To shed a tear, yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, you're not crying. You're like, oh, you're not crying. You're just sort of, se te escapa una lágrima.
Fuerte escapa, sí, tío. Yeah. Hay que ser fuerte, ¿no?
Yeah, well, not like Sergio ayer, because después de 10 segundos ya estaba llorando como un bebé. And I was like, jolín, chaval, si todavía no hemos comentado la rueda de prensa, hay que aguantar un poquitito más. But yeah, that was funny. But yeah, I got a bit emotional. But yeah, I totally understand. And yeah, change is good. Es que los cambios son positivos. Así que, nah, es una oportunidad para los jovencitos.
Mm. And where is he going? ¿Dónde va?
Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, I think. I don't know. I imagine so. Or maybe Sevilla. Going back home. That would be a nice story. Going back to his Andaluz roots. Los raíces. The roots that he has in Andalucía. Yeah, that would be a beautiful story. But yeah, maybe PSG, si quiere cobrar más dinero. Money talks. El dinero habla. Money talks. So yeah, we will see. But yeah, that was something else that happened this week. And the final thing that I wanted to ask you about today, Phil, something that has happened this week is las mascarillas. Yo estoy hasta los huevos. Yo estoy hasta las narices de las mascarillas, the face masks. And they have been talking about sort of like changing the rules or the restrictions, because as you know, si no lo sabes, pues en España hay que llevar mascarilla por todos los lados, en la playa, en la montaña, da igual. Supuestamente hay que llevarla. Yo no lo entiendo. A ver, en sitios cerrados, claro. Pero fuera, en el exterior, en la playa, no me jodas. Es que no tiene sentido. Y dicen, they are saying that maybe that's going to change and we won't have to we won't have to wear face mask outside. Did you hear that? Did you see that, Phil?
I did hear it.
What do you think?
I think it's great. And here in Barcelona, people already don't wear their masks.
Really?
Outside. I'm looking outside the window right now as soon as you said that. And I think I've seen like 7 or 8 tourists walk by without any masks, without wearing their masks. So
good for them.
Yeah. And also people on bikes don't wear them here. Yeah. Barcelona es una ciudad donde se puede montar en bicicleta por todas las partes. Entonces la gente who go to work on their bike or who commute to work on their bike, they don't wear their mask.
Yeah.
Y encima ahora con el calor.
Ah, es que con el calor, es que te ahogas, tío. Y vamos a ver, Phil, y esto es algo que no entiendo. Si yo puedo estar dentro de un restaurante sin mascarilla, es que puedo estar dentro de un restaurante sin mascarilla, sin mascarilla. Pero fuera no me tengo que poner la mascarilla, es que no tiene sentido. Es que el otro día pasé por un restaurante que está cerca de mi oficina, dentro había mucha gente dentro, todos sin mascarilla. Y luego un pavo que salía del restaurante, un tío que salía, no llevaba mascarilla, pero para salir a la calle se la pone. Y yo, es que tiene que ser al revés, ¿no? Para salir fuera te la quitas y para estar dentro te la pones. Es que para mí no tiene sentido. It doesn't make sense, tener sentido, to make sense. So, fingers crossed, hopefully, this silly, silly rule where you have to wear the mask at the, you know, the beach outside in the street, like outside, are you kidding me? Hopefully they will make a change because I just don't understand the logic.
Yeah, no. You know? At the beach in Santander, do people wear it though?
Hell no, no way. I'll be honest with you, okay. Right, Phil. Now I need to like set a good example, como dar ejemplo, to set a good example. But I'll be honest with you, Phil. I don't wear my mask, mate. Like, I live in a little village. Yo vivo en un pueblo muy pequeño. Somos muy pocas personas en mi pueblo. Vivimos en la playa, justo en la playa. Tú has estado en mi casa, Phil. Mm-hmm. Vaya sitio, ¿eh?
Sí, muy chulo.
Y vaya vistas desde mi casita. So donde vivo yo, es que no hay gente, somos muy pocos. Y yo por el pueblo, no, es que no me pongo la mascarilla, es que me ahogo, tío. Si entro en un supermercado, si estoy dentro, claro, claro. Pero fuera, yo no me la pongo, tío. Y en las playas aquí en Cantabria, muy pocas personas. Yo he visto muy, muy pocas personas. Pero lo que yo no entiendo es como que hay gente que va a la playa con la mascarilla puesta, tocan los pies con la arena, como el primer paso, como que llegan a la arena y se quitan la arena, la mascarilla. Es como, jolín, dos pasos atrás la tenías que tener puesta, tío. Pero ahora como que estás encima de la arena, te la quitas. Es que el virus sabe, como que el virus sabe que estás en la playa. Es que, tío, es que es ridículo.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? It's
unbelievable.
It's really difficult to understand.
I don't know about here, but people here really do. Well, look at you, though. Well, look at you.
Yeah, I get that, too.
In a like, give you a, like, properly stare you down. Give you an evil eye, almost, if you're not wearing your mask.
100%, yeah.
You know, and the only ones that don't wear their mask here in Barcelona are the tourists.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the ones that everyone else who, I would say, who is Spanish or who live in Barcelona, they're always wearing their mask. Even though I went to the beach the other day, exactly what you said, everyone's wearing their mask, but once they sit down, para montar su chiringuito, you know, they put their beach chair, their sun umbrella, they put down their cooler, you know, their buckets, their paddles, everything.
Yeah.
And then they take off their mask.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me, man. I just don't get it. No lo pillo. I don't get it. it's really weird, man. And like when people like looking at you and stuff, I was saying, like, no one's ever said anything to me, but I have a little it's not an excuse, it's true. I have a broken nose. This afortunadamente, cuando tenía 18 años, me atacaron five Aboriginal people in Australia, big, massive, huge men. I was 18, yo creo que tenía 18, sí, en 2003, sí, 18 de años tenía. Me atacaron y me dejaron en el hospital y me rompieron la nariz. Y nunca me arreglé la nariz. Y yo tengo es que el término es muy técnico, ¿cómo se llama? Lo voy a buscar, tío. En inglés se dice a deviated septum. Okay. And a deviated septum es un tabique nasal desviado o torcido. Y me cuesta respirar, te lo juro. Entonces yo tengo esa... No es una excusa, es verdad. Me cuesta respirar, pues con la mascarilla aún más. So if anyone says anything to me, I'm going to say, hey, motherfucker, check out my nose. I've got a tabique nasal desviado. No me jodas. You know, so, but hopefully they will change these rules as soon as possible. And we can just, but as well, it's a bit weird, you know, when you see everyone, you can't really see their faces. It creeps me out, man. Es que me da como asco, me da, no es que me da asco, me, como que me... Me da yuyu, ¿sabes? Como ver toda la gente con mascarilla es como de una peli futurista. Yeah, it is, man. It's trippy, man.
The only place I feel totally normal and out of this little box of we're living in is when you go to the beach because no one's got their face mask on.
Yeah, claro.
That's when you realize, hey, look, life's good.
Exactly.
All right.
It is really good, you know. Do you know what I mean, man? It's all about your attitude and just having a positive attitude and just focusing. Here we go. Centrarse, to focus, just focusing on simple things and things that make you happy. Just take it easy. Hay que estar tranquilito. Hay que tener una salud mental muy buena. You need to look after, hay que cuidar la salud mental. Look after your mental health. Don't read the news too much and listen to the news too much. Listen to the Let's Speak English audio experience and you can improve your English and have a good time. Cool, man. Well, I think...
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. So I think we'll wrap it up there. Here we go, to wrap up. Concluir, terminar, acabar. to finish, to wrap up. I think we'll wrap up this little podcast. Really enjoyed talking about that with you, Phil. It's cool to check out the current affairs, what's happening in the news and what's happening in the world, brother.
Definitely. Especially if they're funny and, like you said, not negative and not the same thing over and over, something different.
Yes.
Sergio, it doesn't happen that Sergio Ramos, you know, leaves Real Madrid, a big legend leaving their club. That doesn't happen every year.
He's iconic. Absolutely iconic. And,
Did he, Robbie, did he speak any English during the press conference?
Hell no, Phil. Are you kidding me? That boy doesn't speak English. I think he did a Christmas message once for the club in English. And I think he said, a Merry Christmas and a Hoopy Noodoo. Or I don't know what he said, but it wasn't, what he said wasn't a Merry Christmas.
A happy what? A happy what?
A happy new you. A happy new you. And I was like, well, maybe he wasn't the best person for that Christmas message in English. El video está en YouTube. Por ahí, búscalo, Sergio Ramos hablando inglés. Un mensaje de Navidad. Pretty funny. But now he didn't speak any English. And Phil, I tell you what, he's on TikTok. I'm on TikTok too. If he wants, I would love to give him English classes. I would love to work with him. Le metería la hostia de caña porque tiene que mejorar ese inglés. It would be a pleasure for me. So that's cool, man. And we'll wrap it up, Phil. Thanks so much for your time. It was cool to chat to you. I'm looking forward to chatting to you again next week, man.
Likewise, bro. Have a good afternoon, man. Great weekend. And hope your meeting later today goes well, man.
Thank you very much. I've got a big meeting today. That's why I've got my smart clothes on. Estoy bastante guapo. I'm looking good. And I'm looking forward to it. Cheers, Phil. All right, so there we go. We've got another episode of the Let's Speak English audio experience in the bag. We're doing this every week. We're going to be continuing throughout the summer. Durante el verano seguiremos. A mí me mola mucho este rollo de los podcasts. Así que nada, vamos a seguir. So thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Let's Speak English. Don't forget to follow me on YouTube, Let's Speak English. Don't forget to check out my TikTok, Let's Speak English. Si quieres apuntarte a mis clases, hay un enlace en mi perfil. Apúntate al gym. Yo estaría encantado de trabajar contigo. Este verano es un buen momento para darle un empujón a tu inglés. Apúntate al gym y vamos a poner tu inglés en forma. ¡Wow! También tienes el curso de Inglés Express, $9.99. Vaya ganga, what a bargain. I would love you to do that course too. Así que nada, we'll be back soon. Big love, big respect to everyone out there. And we'll see you next week for más inglés útil para el día a día, chavales. ¡Yup! Why do you want to live your life?